I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up.
Hello, I'm Solazar.
Hi, I'm Carolani, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation on Radio Monterey.
Well, quantum physics tells us that we're all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is also the owner-operator of Radio Monterey and the Rota Fair, coming to the Monterey Fairgrounds the first weekend in May. We just had one the first weekend in November, Halloween weekend. It was a fabulous event, and if you weren't there, we missed you. So we hope to see you in May. But tonight, Kirilani and I have a very special show. Normally, we do our monthly forecast calls, our monthly telecalls, podcast calls, and there's a fee for them for doing that. But we felt there are a couple of things coming up. One is we are coming to the end of a very, very powerful year, and it's a very powerful month, and we're getting ready to start into the preview of 2015 with the start of December. We felt this was the time for everybody to be aware, to get engaged, and to know what to anticipate. Take a look at what you've been doing, and take a look at what you may need to do as you go forward. Now, if you haven't done so already, we have to direct you to go and download the resource guide for this call. It's going to be very difficult to follow if you haven't done that. The URL is www.magicforlife.com, and the four is the numeral four, not the word, magicforlife.com/downloads, DOWNLOADS. And in a minute, I'm going to post that up to our website. I don't believe I put that out there, but I did put it in the emails I sent out. Now, when you go there, the username is December, and the password is preview. So that will bring you to a download page where the username you enter is December, all lowercase, and the password is preview. Enter that in. Make sure you get those handouts to follow along with this call. Otherwise, it will be difficult. So with that, Kirilani, would you like to go ahead and get started and take us through the journey?
Sure. And if people are on Facebook, Solazar also posted that URL out to Facebook. You can get there from there, right? Link over?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about this energy that we have to use for these last few hours of this full energy of 2014, because this has been a year that's all about self-truth. It's been a year that's a spiritual journey to allow us to wake up, to open up, to be more aware, to be more conscious. And what are we wakening up to? But the magnificence of who we truly are, beyond the veils, beyond the amnesia, beyond all of the lies that we have been told and that we've told ourselves about who we were, or more importantly, who we weren't, who we are not. And as we go through this year, it's interesting because a friend and I were talking last night how we almost wish that we had another 6 months of this year, because we're just starting to get used to that energy of self-truth, of authenticity, of being able to really liberate our heart and our mind by partnering with our spirit. But the good news in that is that as we go into 2015, the skills that you learned this year are absolutely essential to the foundation for next year. It's a stair step, and you just keep going back and forth between those two energies of self-love and self-truth, and self-truth and self-love. And as we open to more self-truth, it allows us to open to more self-love. As we love ourselves more, we have more courage to see the truth of who we are, the magnificence of who we are. And ultimately, it all becomes about standing up, gaining a level of spiritual maturity so that we can take our power in the world, that we can claim who we are, that we can start coming together and bringing those gifts and talents and abilities that we all came in with and shining our light and working together to start transforming this world, to start transforming this life. So it's interesting that here we are on Saturday night. We've got 24, 36 hours, give or take, left of time that you can use to really milk all that you can out of this last pure energy. Because as we switch into Monday, into the first of the year, most of the juice is now focused on planting the seeds for next year. So what do you do in this last, and maybe it's not even 36 hours, it's more like 30 hours or so, what do you do with that time? So tomorrow is a tremendously powerful day. Think of it as the entire culmination of this energy of 2014 that was meant to allow you to light yourself up like that most beautiful Christmas tree, to say that you are really here to animate that perfect, immaculate blueprint of this life and who you are, that you're going to stand up and say, yes, 100%, yes, 100% to living this life. And to really, truly thriving, not just surviving and getting by and making it through the day and making the bills and making rent payment and all that and getting the kids to soccer and doing this and doing that, but really engaging fully 100% in life. So tomorrow is this beautiful portal of self-truth, of self-awareness, of awakening, of aligning with that authenticity of who you are, and ultimately of liberation. So think of it as this final burst of energy of 2014 to liberate yourself from any of those things that are holding you back, any of those limitations where you tell yourself that you're not good enough, any of those limitations that have you playing small in the world. Use tomorrow to release any of those fears, those doubts, all of those things, because those are the gotchas as you go into a year of self-love. And here we are at the very first time that we are going to be hitting a year of self-love, at a time when the energy is opening up to limitlessness. In the past, the constraints of limitations also constrained both how good something could be, but also how low the bar could go, how deep we could fall into slumber, into despair and depression. There was always a ceiling. There was always a floor. Well, in limitlessness, the energy can expand out infinitely in whatever direction you give focus for. So as we go into a year of self-love, it's imperative that we're bringing self-truth as our companion, because that will help us keep the balance, keep us in a state where we're expanding in positive self-love, in that direction of more acceptance, of more grace in our life, of being more in the infinite flow of prosperous abundance. So tomorrow, in this giant portal, think of it as this universal recycling day to let go of any remaining baggage you might still be carrying and dragging all around with you. Let that go. And really align with the truth of who you are. Let go of all the old tools that you had that helped you get along in this world to survive. Be willing to lay down your sword and say to your soul that you're willing to receive a download of all the new tools. Think of yourself like a computer where you're downloading a whole series of new software programs to be activated tomorrow. So as you sleep tonight, before you go to sleep, give permission for your soul to download all those new tools. And these are tools now about collaboration, about communication and connection. They're about coming together to create a positive change in the world. They're about freedom and being able to speak our truth, to allow that truth to be a source, a salve of healing, to activate each other in light and love and truth and liberation. Allow those programs to download now so that every area of your life can be uplifted. Every area of your life can be enlightened. Every area of your consciousness can be expanded. And then as you go through tomorrow, give yourself time, give yourself space to just observe what comes up. And if there are things that trigger you, that is the perfect opportunity to say, if it's triggering me, that's a wound that hasn't healed. Let's use this Universal Recycling Day to offer that up to be transformed, to offer that up to be recycled to a higher level of energy. So welcome those things if they come up. And just give yourself a little bit of focus of saying, who am I at the end of the year? A little bit of reflection. And having just come through Thanksgiving, it's that perfect place to be on this threshold between self-truth and self-love. To be grateful for who you are, grateful for the progress that you made, grateful for everything that you've learned. And if in that day you can set the foundation for next year by giving yourself permission to be a learner in life, that you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to do everything right. From each experience, we learn things, we expand and we grow, and it gives us more information to send to our soul. Allow that process to be what your experience of life is, that your life is good, that you can learn things on how to make it better, that you can make things better and better and better in this infinite quest, in this infinite dance with the universe. But you don't need to judge yourself. You don't need to treat yourself harshly. You just simply need to open up to say, I have a whole new way of being in the world, and I don't even know how to do it, and that's okay. Because if we can partner with our soul, which is the culmination of what this year is about, our soul will lead us home, will lead us to that path to say, let's try these new tools. Let's try these new approaches. So that is our information for just taking advantage of November.
Okay. And when you mentioned November, because for the listeners, I stepped away for a minute. When you were talking about it and you were talking about the Day of Wounding, had you talked about Chiron coming out of retrograde?
No, I haven't. Okay, can you share a little more about
that? Sure. That was last Sunday. Chiron came out of retrograde. It went into retrograde on the 20th of June. And Chiron is known as the Wounded Healer. It's one of three asteroids that are very commonly considered within the context of astrology. And Chiron, as the Wounded Healer, tends to, wherever it marks us in our chart and wherever it impacts us in its transit, tends to help bring up those woundings we've carried from the past. Now, I've yet to meet an adult. I'm not saying they're not out there. I'm just saying I've yet to meet an adult that is not carrying some wounding from the past. I don't care what their age is, what their income level is, what their status in society is. I've yet to meet one that does not have some wounding from the past. Part of our journey in life is learning how to work through our woundings and create the clearing and the forgiveness for ourselves and for others as that may have been involved in that wounding. to allow us to clear that and it doesn't become a blockage for our continued progress and movement forward in our spiritual and emotional growth. Chiron on June 20th went into this retrograde, and because of it, it was in Pisces, it actually created this very intense period for the last 6 months of bringing up these woundings, generally childhood woundings that we think we took care of, but what we did is we shoved them in the back of the closet, put boxes in front of them, and let them gather dust. Now, Chiron pulled the boxes out, dusted them off, and brought them to our attention again. Well, starting on last Sunday, it went direct again. So Chiron going direct now has actually provided the impetus for us to clear those woundings. So take a look at your 6 months of June through the 23rd of November and realize, were there issues that surfaced? Were there conflicts that appeared? Were there contentions between you and other people? And then be clear with yourself, be honest with yourself, be genuine with yourself. You don't have to write in, you don't have to tell us, you don't have to call. But be clear with yourself. What's the nature of your reaction? It's not what that person said or did. What was it you felt? How did you feel threatened? Why did you feel defensive? What did it appear to be to you, whether it was or it wasn't? Also, because it was in Pisces, there's an extra sensitivity that we were experiencing during that time because it's a sign of extreme sensitivity. So we were feeling extra sensitive with every little thing that we perceived as a slight, as a wrong, and as you can say when you go back and look at it, is whether you agree with it or not, it really wasn't about you. No matter what happened, was not about you, but you took it that way. You reacted that way. You were defensive. You were offended. You were hurt. Whatever you felt was a result of that childhood wounding. Now, make sure you're clearing that if you haven't done so already. It's no longer time to hold on to that. The other thing, I just want to touch on this briefly, Kira, which we haven't got to yet, but with Mars leaving Scorpio, and we're going to get to that, with Mars leaving Scorpio, extra sensitivity, extra defensiveness, extra need to protect that home, hearth, and hearth will go away. So this last month of November, we had that last vestige of that Chiron retrograde going on, and we had Mars sitting in Scorpio, and that's a lot of energy for our own self-defense. So as we clear this month of November, and did you mention the Tarot card for November? Okay. When we did the quarterly preview, the card that we had selected for November was the card from the Osho Zen deck known as Guilt. And it shows this woman kind of scratching at like the demons in her head, coming out of her head, that are forcing her to have guilt. And I can't remember years and years and years and years and years ago being someone from a Roman Catholic Italian family in New York. I remember someone always saying that parents give children guilt because guilt is the gift that keeps on giving. And when we look at the guilt we carry in our life, chances are we carry the guilt in our life from somebody else's moral judgment that we have adopted and applied to ourselves. We've applied it to ourselves. Now, I'm not saying it's the same as telling somebody, look both ways before crossing the street, which is something that's very practical to do. I'm not saying it's the same as saying thank you to someone when they offer you something. I'm talking about moral judgments that we're applying on ourselves. And when we don't live up to that expectation of someone else in our mind, we feel guilt.
And guilt would be a terrific thing to release in that universal recycling program tomorrow, because guilt moderates, or that's not the right word, modulates, restricts the amount of energy flow through our entire physical system, through our entire energetic system. So it's actually tapping down our ability to feel love. So everywhere where we have guilt, where we have fear, where we have doubt, that is eating away at our ability to take on our full power, because our full power comes from allowing that flow of love and light and truth to flow through every cell, flow freely through every body. And it is really through our heart, through our emotional body, that we activate that power. So any of those demons of the mind, guilt and doubt and fear and regret and, oh, the list goes on and on. Those are the ones to dig in tomorrow and say, what little vestiges of that do I have? And if not now, then when will I ever forgive myself, forgive that other person? And when we think about guilt, I mean, it's kind of a crazy emotion. We can feel guilty because we have a lot in life and others don't. We can feel guilty because we don't have a lot in life and we have somehow messed up along the way. We can feel guilty for almost anything under the sun. And yet, what does guilt actually help us achieve? Nothing.
And I would like to just add one thing to what Kira added when she said, you know, if not now, when? I just want to add one thing, is that there is no when. It is now. This is when you do it, now. This is your opportunity, now. If you need to think about it, you're done. Now is when you start taking action on it. Now is when you start taking the movement. We're all vibrationally moving forward, and Kara's going to even get into more of that as we continue on, but we are vibrationally moving forward. If you are going to allow yourself to be held back by your own inertia or lack of inertia because of your guilt or your emotional bondage that you've tied yourself up with, then you're never coming forward. It's not a question of you're going to have an opportunity later. Now is the time to do the work to move forward. Now, what do I mean by now is the time? It doesn't mean that I expect Monday morning everybody's going to have dumped every piece and vestige of garbage that we've carried emotionally that's kept us from moving forward. But now is the time for us to be working on it, to be clarifying and identifying it, to be clearing it, and consciously trying to move forward an inch at a time. There is no other time except now.
So whatever those burdens are that you're carrying that are too heavy, any of those things where you know you have a gift in the world, but you've been saving it for a rainy day, this is the time to choose. Because it's not going to be easy or even possible to walk on both sides of the fence anymore. You have to choose those things that you want to fill your life an infinite amount with. You have to choose the beauty and the love. You have to choose life and health. You have to choose whatever it is that you want in your life and take action in that direction. We're in this manifesting part of the year. This is the time to pour on the gas and say, yes, I choose to thrive.
And this is Solazar and Kirilani. We're going to take a break with Good Vibrations Radio. We're going to go to a commercial break. We're going to be back with more of what's going on now in November leading into December, the preview of 2015, and how we can really prepare ourselves to maximize the energy, the information, and the toolkits we're being given at this time. This is Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani right here on Radio Monterey, and we will be right back.
Recording for Rhinos. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Rhinoceroses are endangered in the wild, but zoos and wildlife parks can help them survive through captive breeding programs. Rhinos don't always reproduce successfully in captivity, though, and Texas State University bioacoustician Susie Wiseman thinks this might be due in part to their extremely sensitive hearing.
They're very, very short-sighted, and so they depend on sound in order to know what is happening around them. Maybe we need to know what they're hearing and whether certain soundscapes are appropriate for them or could perhaps be modified to make them more appropriate.
She and her colleagues are recording the natural and man-made sounds that captive rhinos hear every day, and they eventually hope to uncover which acoustic features are most conducive to their well-being. They presented their preliminary findings at the 2014 meeting of the Acoustical Society of America. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Too many people are gunned down in America each and every day, because guns are more protected than the people in the USA. If more guns could end gun violence, America should be violence-free. 'Cause there is no other nation with more guns than WMD. There's no other way to say it. We've been lied to and misled by gun-promoting profiteers. How many thousands must lay dead before we wake up from this nightmare to the dawn of a new day, when putting people before profit will become the American way? Now's the time for we the people. Now's the time to wake up this nation. Now's the time for we the people. Now's the time. Our tomorrows will depend on what we do today. Let need not greed lead the way. There are many more sane solutions than more guns and talking tough. How many more guns? How many more dead before we say enough?
Welcome to the world of diamond consciousness, the unequivocal yes.
With Diamond Alignment, you can experience all the benefits of meditation online in just 6 minutes. Try it once and change your day. Try it every day and change your life.
The diamond energy of joy and equanimity will emanate from you today. Watch the world change around you and have a diamond day.
Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio.
On Radio Monterey.
You know what? I keep forgetting between shows to fix that darn thing. I'm so sorry, listeners and everyone else, for having to go through. On Radio Monterey there, right there, that obviously very poor patch. But, you know, we received a comment from someone who said, you know, old wounds have been coming up, particularly today. And I want to share something because sometimes we ignore this. We look at things sometimes metaphysically as if it's the magic spell that cures it in the moment and it's done. Okay? We're humans. Our magic requires the identification of it and the journey through the process of the clearing and bringing it out. And wounds are like grief. They have a certain level of energy of their own. They're going to express themselves in different ways through different trigger points, you know, whether it's a taste, a sensation, a sound, a familiar scent, a movie, a song. It doesn't matter. So the thing is, if we haven't fully resolved our wounds, and I'm going to say this, I know I haven't fully resolved my wounds, but I sure identified a lot through this process and period. But the key is, we identify that cause, the nature of it, what, and the cause is, again, it's what is our trigger in us? What are we feeling? What's going on with us? Why did I feel that way? When so-and-so said that, what did it make me feel like? And then why am I feeling that way? Because chances are very good, when somebody said that thing to me, they didn't mean it to have that impact on me. Even if they meant to be mean, they didn't mean it to have that impact. That feeling that I had was a result of my experiences, not what they said. And you were going to add something, Kara?
And so what you're speaking about is, though, you know, what is my truth in this situation? Because a lot of the things that are coming up for us right now, it's each person has a part in it. But that other person is playing a role to trigger your buttons so you can find your truth. And as we each find our truth in this situation, then we have a question to say, now, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to suppress it and bury it and shove it down again? Or are we going to bring it to the surface so that we can bring it out into the sunlight? And sunlight is the best antiseptic. So as it comes into the light, if we can then align with, or at least this is what's been working really effectively for me this year, if we can align with that purity of our inner child, not the wounded inner child, but the purity of the inner child who is connected to our soul, who knows the truth, that purity can wash over whatever the wound is and ask that inner child to help you to clear any of that old data, any of the old patterns, any of the old wounds, and just allow it to be upgraded, kind of like a computer. You just upgrade those files with what the truth is. And it has been working really miraculously. So it's kind of a spin on the Ho'oponopono of, I love you, thank you, please forgive me, or whatever order we want to do it in. I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you.
Yeah, and my only thing with that is that for me, the child, the inner child in me, needs to feel protection, and it can't feel protection from itself. So when it's been wounded, it's felt exposed and vulnerable and non-protected. So for me, it was always more the paternal part of me that needed to go in and satisfy, soothe, and protect that inner child from that wounding and let them know. So I think that there are, as with most things in life, there are different ways of approaching it based on what feels comfortable. So there may be some that can certainly go in and find the non-wounded inner child. In my case, I was never able to do that. I never thought of it either, I'll be quite honest. But I was always able to go in and say, look, I'm the person now that understands what occurred and why. And I'm now here to tell you, just like with the Ho'opono, that I love you and I will protect you from that experience again, and that you are safe and it's okay. And so that's kind of how I tend to approach that. So two very different ways, but for the listeners, you can find, using those as guidelines, your own way or one of those ways that may actually help you approach, and you may find a difference between different wounds even.
And so if these are coming up for you, it's not that you're doing something wrong. It's that you're actually doing something right.
That's the other point. I think that's really powerful, Kira. Thank you so much for bringing that out. Is that, one, I spent a lot of time trying to talk about this Chiron, and I've been talking about Chiron for months and months and months and months. But for all of us to understand that this is natural for us to be going through this process, and the fact that it's coming up is like eating bad food. The best thing your body can do is reject it and try to throw it out and get it out there. But what we want to learn is how emotionally and spiritually to resolve this so that it's not a recurring cycle. As Kira mentioned, this was the time when the universe was going through and finding those triggers and leading us to people or events or situations that would help trigger that reaction so we could identify it. But when we've cleared something, we no longer get triggered. And it's not because we don't have the circumstances confronting us again. It's just we no longer get triggered. So you often hear people say, gee, when I'm trying to resolve something, I keep getting confronted with it. Well, there's a truth to that, and there's a non-truth to that. The truth to that is once we've cleared it, none of those circumstances would trigger us again. Even if we got confronted to it, they'd be a nothing to us. But as long as we haven't cleared it, all of those little circumstances will be a trigger. And I brought a quote that I just felt was so appropriate to tonight's show, and I put it up here for Kira and I to look at. I'd like to share it right now. And it says, in order to love who you are, you cannot hate the experiences that shaped you.
That's perfect. That's perfect for where we are right now.
Yeah, and I want to share. Oh, go ahead, Carrie. You're going to say something?
Well, you go first.
And the other thing I wanted to share, and this is going to be tough based on your circumstances and your experiences. In order to love who you are, we cannot hate the people that shaped us. We can hate what they did. We can hate how we hurt. We can hate the experience. We can even think that they weren't admirable. But we cannot hate them because that was a shaping experience for us. And now from that experience, what have we done with it? Have we lived in the hate? Or have we been able to turn that into something that we've made positive for our life?
Because in each of those experiences, there is a gift to unwrap when you see the ultimate truth of the situation.
Yep. Go ahead.
And I was going to start moving to December, if that's how...
Yeah, we could probably spend years just talking about this.
The next 36 hours. But it's not as if there is this sudden, abrupt shift where the clock hits midnight and then everything changes. There's a little bit of overlap of the energy fields and energy currents as we shift from one cycle and one period to another. So we, in December, it's an interesting and wildly powerful fertile month because it allows you both to do the finishing touches on 2014. But as I said earlier, most of the energy is focused on being the preview of the first 6 months of the created cycle of 2015. So you still use this tool of self-truth every time you're confronted with a self-love issue. So all these things that you have learned this year, these tools you've built up, and these skills you need in every single moment as you go through self-love. It's just interesting because you can say, what is this experience about? Well, it's going to be about self-love because self-love is something that on the planet we really have not mastered as the whole of humanity. So if you feel like, oh, okay, I don't have this 100% down yet, that's okay. You're in good company. Everyone's figuring it out. But as you get confronted with situations, you can ask, is this self-love? Is this self-indulgent? Is this self-denial? Because we're always on this spectrum of trying to figure out where the balance is. And sometimes things that we think are self-loving, where we say, oh, I'm going to go treat myself, particularly when we use food as a treat, a lot of times those aren't the things our physical body wants. It's something that our mind wants. And it really is an indulgence that actually is not an act of self-love, like eating the whole carton of ice cream or something. So this becomes an interesting dance back and forth to say, if you're confronted with this an issue of self-love, the first tool to go to is, what is my self-truth in this situation? What you've been learning this year? And then you can use those answers to say, how can I see more the truth of who I am? And in this situation, treat myself and the other person with a greater deal of love and grace. And as we do that, each time we open up a little bit more to claim really the power of who we are. So, Salazar, you were going to say something.
Well, I just wanted to quickly add, without taking you too far afield, that for 2014, as Kira mentioned, it was self-truth. And the tarot card from the Osho Zen that we picked for that was the card of existence. It was the card, the one card of the major arcana, which in a regular deck would be the magician. And that is a card of recognizing in the Osho Zen of that you stand naked and afraid to the universe and recognize that you have a right to be here and you have a part to play and that you are willing to peel away all external layers and face the world as you truly are. And then when we were doing the quarterly preview, we had also selected the transition card from November to December of the card known as the Master, which doesn't exist in another deck. And this is the card that reminds us that we are the master of our own divinity. We are the master and the guide we've been looking for, and that we need to, just as you're saying, go into our own truth to find our own direction based on gathering information from others, but making our own decision going forward. And that's how we start to approach December.
And it's really in the tarot, it's the perfect card for a 7 year, because it is saying, find your own light within, find your own true north, find what it is that is your divining rod that lets you know what is your truth. And for most of us, each of our bodies have a different way of sharing their truth. Our physical body, you can use kinesiology. Our emotional body, you know, how many times do people have to say, listen to your heart, it won't lead you astray, right? It's allowing each of those bodies to weigh in on its truth. So, Salazar, while we are talking about 2015, then, as we transition, and we say that December is a preview of 2015, let's talk a little bit about the card that we selected for 2015.
Yeah, it was an interesting card. It was the, I'm going to say this, don't get confused. In the Major Arcana, it's the 21st card. But actually, because the Fool is zero, it's the 22nd card of the Major Arcana. So it's really an alchemical card for transformation. And it's the card in the Osho Zen Tarot that shows kind of a person's face in a puzzle-like structure.
December.
You said December.
2015.
Oh, I thought you said December.
2015.
I apologize. Okay, well, for 2015, you don't want...
Okay, go ahead and talk about December.
Okay, so
we're
December.
Already there.
I'm sorry, I thought you said December, and that's what I was doing. But it shows this person's face in a puzzle-like structure and a hand coming across with this last piece, and the card is labeled as completion. December is the month all about us, and it is about we are completed in identifying, clarifying, and understanding who we truly are, even if we haven't fully brought that person out to the world yet. And now we have... Go ahead.
And that final puzzle piece is going right over the person's third eye. And that is that opening to your Akashic records, to the real ultimate truth, not just your version of the affair, your version of the experience, but the ultimate larger, bigger truth. And when we can understand that larger truth, suddenly we are free.
And in a traditional tarot deck, this card would be the World, and the World represents completion of the great work, and you are the great work. Each and every one of us are our great work. We are our purpose in life. And then we get to the card for 2015, which is what Kira had asked for, and I misunderstood. And the card for 2015 would be the Page of Cups, but it's actually the Knight of Water in the Osho Zen Tarot deck. And it shows a bird kind of looking up, and behind it faintly are almost some bars, as if it was barred back. And on one side of the bars, there's a bird flying free. And the label on this card is understanding. And it represents ridding yourself of those false illusions that have held you back, that have kept you from being who you truly are in this world, who you are here to be, who you really are. Peel away those layers and say, am I living these layers because of society, because of my family, because of culture? Or am I living these layers because they really are who I am? And so this is the time to get rid of, in 2015, your prejudices, your biases, and your routines that you use to keep you from moving forward, because you are ready to fly free. Just break the illusion that you're being held back by other forces.
And so you are like that bird that's sitting in the cage. The door to the cage is open, And the bars are only there if you choose to have them be there. You are only trapped in the cage if you choose to be trapped. So this is the year and the time to fly free. And we want to let the listeners who have recently tuned in let you know that we're doing a special show tonight that is bringing the information that we normally share in our monthly vibrational forecast to you for as a gift for the holiday season, because this is such an important year that we're going into. And if you haven't done so already, you can download the resource guide, the handout, at www.magic4life.com/downloads.
Or you can also go to the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com. It's down there with the listing for the show. And it's also on the Facebook page for Good Vibrations Radio, as well as Radio Monterey.
And if you have any questions for us, please call in at 831-899-5792. That's 899-5792. And we're going to launch in to start talking about this energy of December and 2015 some more. So I'm going to start a little bit with expanding on 2015, because this in a year of self-love, and we talked about it opening then to have the promise of perpetual prosperity. So this is the gift that limitlessness brings us. If we can get to a state of self-love and open our hands and our arms to receive from the universe, step into that infinite flow of the divine, suddenly life becomes filled with ease and grace. You start having vibrant health because you're allowing all of that healing, love, and light to flow through your physical body. Your relationships become more loving in every area because your heart is open to flow freely, both in terms of your relationship with the divine and your relationship with another person. So I want people to, if you've got the handout, take a look at the page marked 2015, Self-Love and Perpetual Prosperity. And it's the last page of the handout. And on here, I put a number of symbols that you can use in meditation and through visualizations to open up to this energy. And for those of you who maybe don't have the handout, I'll walk you through it. So first, just visualize on a black field the number 8 in white, and allow that flow, the curves of the 8, to be seen very clearly and feel the movement in that symbol. And realizing that if you visualize that as your physical body and your crown, the top of your head, is connected or is receiving from the heavens, and the bottom of the 8 is your feet connected to the earth, receiving from the earth, you become that conduit of that energy between heaven and earth flowing through your heart center, where the center of the 8 is. And that's a very powerful meditation that you can do when you first get up in the morning. And then the second visualization is in the center. When you flip the 8 over on its side, it becomes the infinity symbol. And you can do the same thing of visualizing and feeling that flow, allowing it to flow. And this one's a fun one to do with another person, of connecting with your hearts and allowing that energy to flow back and forth between the two of you, just like that figure 8, just like that infinity symbol. And then the really fun and juicy one, and you should mark down next to this symbol to use this on the days that are marked as 88 days, that we have several of them in December to play with. This is where you're bringing the two of those together. So you're connecting from heaven and earth and bringing that energy in and flowing it through your heart. And then you're connecting. And you can practice with your soul. You can practice with another person live or anybody that you want to connect with on a soul level, you can do this. The horizontal connection of the eight, the infinity symbol, is connecting between you and that other person, or you and your soul. And then you're connecting between heaven and earth. And it is the most blissful, rapturous, ecstatic feeling when you get both of those going at the same time. So we talk about living life fully, living life with full juice. That's what it's about when we can really feel that we're part of that connection. Now, when we create from that place, there's magic afoot. And that's our point of power. That's where we're meant to create from. So now if you look at the next symbol in pink, this is a symbol of the horned Taurus. And for those of you who are familiar with sacred geometry, or who have watched the movie Thrive, where you see that there is this horned Taurus of energy as an electromagnetic field with the Earth, and each person has one of these with their electromagnetic field as we walk around. So think of it like a big donut that's around the Earth, or a big donut that is around you, that is your energy flow. And as we encounter each other's donuts, we intersect with that energy flow. Now, the Institute of Heart Math has proven that if you can maintain a coherent frequency through your electromagnetic field, that it is a stronger frequency than chaos. So the more of us that are in that state of balance, that are in that state of heart coherence, that happens when we're feeling feelings of gratitude and appreciation and love, that we align to the same healing frequency of the planet. So our variations in emotion are impacting the planet and vice versa. So as they've shown through sensors they have across the planet, that when Princess Diana died or when 9/11 occurred, there was an emotional reaction by a number of humans. And consequently, the electromagnetic field of the planet reacted to our reaction. That is hugely powerful when we think of our potential for co-creation together. So when you're having a bad day, or you wake up and you have a grumpy moment, think about the quality of that donut around you and what you're sending out. And say, okay, I'm going to be my own, when we have the, you know, clean the beach week, or we talk about Earth Day, right? Every moment, every day can be Earth Day, because if we go out with that sense of gratitude and appreciation, we're helping the planet. We're co-creating a field of love that allows us to create wonderful things. So we'll be back after the top of the hour to talk more about how to make the most of that creative, fertile energy of December.
Hello, I'm Solazar.
Hi, I'm Carolani, and welcome back to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation on Radio Monterey.
Now, quantum physics tells us that we're all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. And tonight, Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani is doing a very, very special show. Normally, we do our monthly forecast telecalls separately, But we've chosen, as part of the importance of the coming close of 2014 and the preview of 2015 and the coming of 2015, to devote this show to sharing the energy that we've come from, that we have to work with, and where we're going. And as we closed out the last hour, Kirilani was sharing with us some of the images that we can use for our focus as we go forward to help us as we move into a year of self-love.
And if we want to align with that self-love energy, we were talking about the different symbols that are affiliated with that eight energy. And if you are just tuning in, I wanted to let you know that you can download the great handout we put together for you, because it'll make it easier to visualize the symbols if you have something to look at. As well as when we get into the rest of this hour, we're going to talk about how to make the most of this preview period in December. So if you want to get the link for the handout, you can go to the goodvibrationsradio.com website, and it's on the guest page. It's on the guest page. You can do the link from there or from Facebook.
So yeah, you can do Good Vibrations Radio on Facebook and get the link, or the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com.
And if you have any questions as we go through explaining all of this information, there's a lot being downloaded tonight, so you can certainly call in and ask us. The number is 831-899-5792. That's 831-899-5792. So let's go back to symbols. So we talked about the eight symbol. We talked about the infinity. We talked about the intersection of the eight and the infinity. And then we talked about the horn Taurus. And that brings us up to the fifth symbol. And this is an octagon. But visualize that octagon, and at each of the points, there are five lines connecting to each of the other eight points. So consequently, there's a line for each body that is connected to each of the eight points of the octagon. And this becomes a sacred geometric shape. And as you visualize this one, also with a horned Taurus, see them spinning. And if you want to, you can go out on the internet and find examples of both of these where they're animated, and you can see them spin and move. And that alone becomes a certain type of energetic activation to awaken those energies and those frequencies within you. You know, we talk about in Good Vibrations Radio that everything is energy just vibrating at different frequencies. So the numerology and the colors and aromatherapy and different stones are just tools that you can use to tap into those frequencies. So if you want to tap into that energy of self-love and perpetual prosperity, you can work with the colors of tan and ivory and bronze. The aromatherapy is jasmine, eucalyptus, and pikaki. And doTERRA has this fantastic eucalyptus. I was with a friend today playing with the oils, and oh my gosh, it's one of the purest ones. I've been doing aromatherapy for at least 20 years. It's one of the purest ones that I have ever found. So if you're interested in learning more about those oils or how to get your hands on them, you can certainly email me at info@goodvibrationsradio.com, and we can help hook you up with that. And stones, these are great stones for the eight. You've got opal, calcite, and selenite. Now, selenite is interesting because it allows you to connect with a lot of different esoteric wisdom and different frequencies. So being able to continue to expand that self-truth that you have to see the larger picture. And calcite is really easy to get your hands on, too, if you want to get a little pocket stone. So we're going to switch gears now and move to the other pages of the handout. And Solazar and I set these up to be basically a map of the month for you vibrationally. Think of it as your kind of GPS roadmap of navigating this month's energy. And December being the preview of the first 6 months of the year, each day represents a week in that period of time. And then the fifth day becomes a summary of that month. So as you can see, December 1st is the preview period of January, from January 1st through 7th, which will represent the physical body in January. The second day becomes the emotional body of January. The third is the mental, and the fourth is the spiritual, and then the fifth is the summary of January. Now, this becomes a very interesting tool. So if you don't keep a journal today, go out and get something. It doesn't have to be fancy. Get a steno pad. You know, you need something more than stickies. And take note of what happens to you in this month. You can use it in two different ways. One, well, three, maybe an infinite number. But first of all, you can use this as a powerful period that as situations come up, that we were talking about in the first hour, where you may be reacting to them. If you transform those in the moment, you can then influence the course of when that period comes up in January. The second way you can use this period is you can use it to consciously plant seeds, because this will be the creative portion of the year. Well, the interesting thing is January then serves as the preview of the manifesting portion of the year. So what you plant as seeds in that first 5 days of December becomes the seeds that manifest in the last 6 months of the year. Very powerful 5 days. So definitely put those first 5 days to the best use. And Solazar, is there anything you wanted to share about that period?
The first week?
Yeah, those first 5 days.
Sure. Actually, Mars goes into Sagittarius. I touched on that briefly in the first hour, where I said Mars would be leaving Scorpio. And going into Sagittarius is actually very good for us, because it actually opens up, Mars in Scorpio has a tendency to bring anger and violence. In Sagittarius, we embrace more ideas. We're more open to the ideas of others, and we're open-minded. The challenge for us with Mars and Sagittarius is that Sagittarius really doesn't have boundaries. And so we have to also watch that we're not just so accepting of everything coming in, that we're so overloaded that we don't actually have the ability to make a direction. But it is a great time for us to actually engage in social activities. It's a great energy going into the holidays. Instead of going with the expectation of trauma, go with the expectation that you will experience, hear, and learn new things, even if you don't personally accept them as your philosophy in life. And it's going to add some wonderful energy to our own humanitarian openness. Now, we also have the full moon in Gemini on the 6th, and as we can see, that's on 4:27 a.m. Pacific time. And this is great, because it's the love of anything and everything. This is the hold of promise on every front in your life. This full moon, we are ready to manifest and come forward. So if we did the work coming through 2014 and coming through November, and if we're ready for the new, between Mars and Sagittarius, which pushes us forward to take the action, and this full moon in Gemini, when we're just open to anything and everything and moving forward, it's the time to party and make that new life you want.
Well, and vibrationally, that is also a huge day. So put big stars around around the 6th, December 6th, which is that preview of the first week of February. Well, that's going to be the first pure energy then of 2015. That's not a preview. And what is it but this huge 77 day? Well, 77 is that energy of the full realization of self. That was the culminating energy of 2014. It comes together with the energy of transformation. So it becomes this fabulous, huge anchoring point to ground that new light energy and information and frequencies of liberation and the realization of who you are. It's like, okay, line up and take an infusion of your power. So this is going to let your whole new wiring that you've been going through this whole year be fully activated. So it's really feeling for real at a whole nother level. Now, one of the things I failed to say is December has this energy of its own. December is the energy of heaven on earth. So every year when we have this preview period in December, it's asking us, well, what will it take for you to create heaven on earth? So if you can align every morning before you start your day and every evening before you go to sleep saying, may we create heaven on earth, please. May I be guided. May my soul help me open up, not just to create it, but to be it. Because by being it, we create it. And so as we go through each day, that's the filter. You are planting the seeds for what is heaven on earth for you every December. And this December, it's based on the truth and authenticity of the gift that you are in this life. So honor yourself each day. And through that honoring, you set the most beautiful seeds for a year of self-love. So that brings us now to let's talk through those February preview energies. So that first week, that first day is huge on December 6th. We then step to December 7th, which also is a huge day. It gives you a portal about alignment with your soul. It's bringing in this higher level of clarity and wisdom. So we are talking about finding your unfaltering true north that guides you home. That's that energy for that day. So this whole period from December 3rd through 7th is huge. So give yourself time to meditate. Give yourself time for reflection. Know that there's going to be a lot of energy flowing through. So there's a certain amount of intensity and almost a pressure that comes with that. So give yourself the space to digest it as it's happening. And that brings us to December 8th. And Salazar, it looks like there's something going on.
Yeah, that's day. Jupiter. Jupiter goes retrograde in Leo on that day. Now, it's not as bad as other planets' retrograde motion, but it can cause us to overdo. Jupiter is the planet that says do things, do things, do things. And so we may have a tendency to overdo and carry that. So we just really want to watch that. This is an ideal time to concentrate, understand what's important to you, understand the issues that are coming up. And remember, with the Leo energy, we're going to start feeling once again like we're the center of the universe, which we're not. So as Jupiter is retrograde, it's the time to not focus outwardly with ourselves, focus inwardly and get very clear on what will benefit us most.
And then we get up to the December 10th, which is the summary of February. So it kind of encapsulates that whole month. And February is always about love and balance, personal relationships. And so can you talk to us a little bit about Venus?
Sure. It's Venus in Capricorn is kind of interesting because Capricorn really wants to be the boss of itself. Capricorn's really don't like being the boss by anybody else. And Venus naturally is Venus is all about how we spend our resources as we see them for ourselves, our love, our money, our time. So Venus in Capricorn, one, Capricorn is a grounding energy. Venus is an energy of great harmony. And so this is actually a time of learning how to partner with ourselves and our resources, as well as with other people. And so here's what I mean by that. If you feel you've been overspending, partner with your finances and say, what would serve me better in the use of my finances and every other area in our life? So it's a good time, once again, to be self-reflected and not outwardly reflective.
Yeah, and this is interesting for that to hit on kind of the summary of February, which is all about love and personal relationships and balance. So it gives us this opportunity in all of our relationships, whether, as Solazar was saying, it's with money or with people or with our own soul, to release any and transform any past experiences that deal with fear of rejection or loss or betrayal or any of those things, to say, I am going to choose a higher level of love. I am going to allow all of my relationships to uplift based on a new foundation of self-love. So then we transition into those preview periods of March. So December 11th through 15th. And here we're going to start another series of these portal steps. They're stair steps of energy. And it starts on December 12th with a huge 111 portal, which is saying to start new things, to open to a new beginning that's based on unconditional love and hope and trust and faith. And if we open our heart to someone in a new way, if that's our soul, if it's another person in our life, if it's a pet, that's the perfect starting point for this passage, that each day the energy ratchets up to another level. So we start with unconditional love. Then we align on the 13th with the energy of the truth of our soul. So meditate that day, ask questions, dig really deep. And that brings us to a day of limitlessness, of magic and miracles, that is a really wonderful day to align with that divine feminine creative energy and know that you're going to be during that very rich, fertile period. That's also around when we have spring equinox, during those two, that 13th and 14th day, the preview period. So it's very rich and fertile for planting those seeds of what you want to create, which then... Solazar, I'm just going to go up through the March summary, brings us to another one of those 77-22-99 days, another real full anchoring point for that full realization of who you are. These are amazing opportunities for liberation of your heart and mind by embracing your spirit. They're really pretty wild. You don't see these, least in all the time I've been doing it. I have not seen a period like this year has been and like next year's lining up to be. So Solazar, talk to us about some of the other influences going on there.
Well, keep in mind for those listening that Kira's walking us through the month to give us that idea of preview. So when I jump back to astrologically, it's actually hitting us in the month of December. Will there be an impact during that preview period? It may help bring up a lesson in experience or something else we can expect during that period. But this astrological impact is on the day I'm talking about. And this next one is a doozy. It's December 14th. Now, we've been going through a series of seven squares between Uranus and Pluto since June 24th, 2012. And this is number six. And the next one will be March 17th, 2015. Now, this really, because it's in Aries and Capricorn, it actually impacts the cardinal signs dramatically. So if you are Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, these squares hit you harder than they do the other signs because of either their opposition or conjunction. Now, keep in mind that Uranus represents change and invention, revolution, higher awareness, and Pluto represents globalization, destruction, and transformation. And what this is really telling us that this is the time when there is a good opportunity for upheaval, dramatic upheaval. Pluto is entrenched authority, and Uranus is active rebellion. And we've been going through this period since 2012. Take a look at it. And it keeps hitting us and pinging at us and pinging at us and pinging at us. And right now, remember that the impact may not fully be on that day. But what's happening is it's like anything that you can't keep adding power to, there's going to be a residual effect even past March 17th, 2015. So keep in mind that that day is going to be a power day. It's a good time when there may be a sense of upheaval. What you've learned to rely on and trust may not be working. Things may seem to come apart that you thought. People may rebel. You may find yourselves in conflicts. Go within, center yourself, balance yourself, recognize that there is an influence going on. For us, it's at 9:14 p.m. Pacific time, so it's in the evening. Pray, balance, meditate, and allow yourself to be ready on the 15th to deal with the world that may be facing a certain level of upheaval. Now, I'm not predicting the end of the world, by the way. I'm just saying this is a strong, impactful energy on us that's going to be pulling on us in many different ways that we won't be able to identify going into it.
And you can use that energy because it influences kind of the day before and the day after. So through that period of the 15th through the 17th, use that energy of that rebelliousness to rebel against all the limits that have held you back. Use it to claim the truth and the freedom and the liberation of who you are. You know, we went to go see this movie the other night, and in there they were talking about this poem, and I might need your help, Salazar, to get it right. But it was like railing against the dying of the light.
Yeah, do not go quietly into that good night. So, yeah.
I will rail against the dying of the light. Mm-hmm. And so this is your time to rail against the dying of the light and reclaim the light of who you are.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'd like to add one thing to that, is that this is also the time when you can rebel against your deep-seated and long-standing genetic, cultural, and social patterns that have kept you and held you back. This can be your own personal rebellion, as Kira was pointing out. Don't worry about the world rebelling against you. Rebel against anything that's been holding you down.
Which usually sits in our left brain, by the way. So now we move on to the preview period of, well, and actually I want to point out, on the 17th, there is one of those 88 days. So we talked about with the symbols, this is a good, really good day to use those symbols to meditate on those two eights intersecting, both the infinity symbol and the eighth symbol coming together. Then we go into the rest of April. And remember, April is always a month that's about unconditionality. It's about inspiration. So during this period where there's greater darkness than there is light, or we're going up to where winter solstice is, where the balance of light and dark is equal, this is the time to remember we chose to be the light in the world. So use that time period to shine your light, to appreciate and honor and allow that light within you to grow more full every day. And then on Saturday, the 20th, really claiming heaven on earth as your birthright. We are here to graduate from being third dimensional beings to being fourth dimensional and fifth dimensional beings. That is moving beyond just being the bridge between heaven on earth in fleeting moments to saying, I am heaven on earth. It is within me. It has never left me. And allow that to flourish. Allow that seed that you are to bloom and flourish as that seed of God. So that brings us now to another set of these stair steps, starting on December 21st, this is now the preview of May, which is always a month of creativity. And this is another portal of new beginnings based on that unconditional love and hope and trust and faith. And this time it's asking us to open to a greater partnership of co-creation with the divine from that place of purity and promise that you are, from that seat of God that you are. And that Solazar is actually winter solstice. So do you want to go ahead and talk more about what's happening during that period?
During the April period?
Well, on...
Because we missed the...
The 21st.
We don't want to turn Mercury entering Capricorn or anything else?
Oh, okay. Go back and grab
okay,
that one.
Yeah,
I thought
yeah.
you did that one.
No. You know, on the 16th of December, Mercury is going to move into Capricorn. We've had a brief journey with Mercury in Sagittarius, which it did just Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, it moved. And then it goes into Capricorn again. This is a mentally grounded energy. It can help us understand the trade-offs between short-term pain and long-term gain. That's what I love about it in this placing, because we're talking about peeling away the layers of ourselves, revealing the true self, breaking through and rebelling against those things that have been holding us back. And Mercury in Capricorn will help us reason through that as our mind chooses to get engaged in this. So this is going to be a good grounding mental energy for moving ourselves forward and going into our holidays. And then also on the 17th, Hanukkah begins, which let's remember that Hanukkah is actually also known as the Festival of Lights. It's a feast of dedication. It's an eight-day Jewish holiday. And I think it's important for all of us as people of the world to recognize this holiday as the Festival of Lights. It's something that's intended to bring light into the darkness. It's the rededication of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. And so this is an important part for us to understand, because that's an energy all of us should take part in. I'm not saying we need to celebrate Hanukkah, but we should take part in that. Now, winter solstice, and I have later where it is. Winter solstice is on the 21st, and we're going to have a lot going on that day. We've got Uranus will station direct. We're going to have a new moon in Capricorn, and the sun will enter Capricorn. So now we know this is the shortest day and longest night, and people will tell you that this is the start of winter. I believe it's actually the end of winter. That's just Solazar's way of the world, but also some of our ancients did celebrate it as the end of winter, because it's the day of the midnight sun. And so it was that longest night, and then following that, the days will continually get longer and longer and longer. So we are rebirthing as we head forward toward the end of December. Now, Uranus turning retrograde, Uranus went retrograde July 22nd, and it stations direct on the 21st. Now, Uranus tends to be more Uranian when it is retrograde, and that means it's more about that rebellion. It's more about that revolution. It's more about everything that has been... And more about all of that overturning that we've had. So that energy has been stronger. Now, when it comes out of the retrograde and goes direct, this is a time when we're going to feel a relief. So we're going to feel a little pressure cooker starting once again on the 14th with that square of Uranus and Pluto, you know, at that moment. We're going to feel, and this is going to be a release of that pressure cooker. So don't let any tension that may build up during that period stay with you. Let it go. This is the time for us to move forward. We're being held back, but we're going to consciously be able to identify how to get forward. And then when we go direct with Uranus, we can move forward. So keep that in mind. There is always hope on the horizon. And then the new moon in Capricorn is a rich, rich well to draw from. What aspirations have been lit up by all that's been going on? What's been going on? This is a sign of patience, of earth wisdom, of dignity, and deliberate action. So this new moon is the time for you to plan your deliberate action for moving forward in a grounded, centered, balanced way into your new life for the person that you came here to be.
And it's very unusual to find a new moon that lands on a 111 portal of new beginnings. So that is a perfect star at three times, five times. That is a perfect day to sit down and put down your intentions on paper. Sit down and plant those seeds of what you want to create for the upcoming year and for this life.
And remember, when the sun enters Capricorn, this is also taking us forward in a grounded, earth-based, wise way.
And that leads us then to the following day on the 22nd, which is one of the biggest days, not just of this month, but for this whole year of 2014. So this is a huge 777 portal. This is opening up to that full realization of your magnificence, of the light and truth and love that you are. It's asking you to take a leap of faith, take a jump in consciousness, take a leap into liberation. And then on the 23rd, we have another powerful day for transformation, to use your alchemy to bring more illumination into your life.
And, well, okay. And Saturn's going to go into Sagittarius. Now, again, this is a wonderful move because it's going to actually point out to you what areas in your life need attention, what areas needs to be addressed. Now, Saturn, again, is a little bit of a taskmaster. But we're coming out of Scorpio. It was largely concerned with privacy and online privacy. But now it's going into Sagittarius, and it's going to feel like Saturn is releasing a little bit, as if the things we were worried about are not as strong and we don't need to worry about them as much as we used to. So this will be a good time of looking forward, of feeling that we can go forward. When we talked earlier about the image of 2014 of the bird behind these illusory bars that they thought was holding itself back, this will feel like the illusory bars have released and we can fly free. Don't be deceived, though. Saturn still wants you to do the work. It's not an easy ride. It's just not as difficult a ride as it felt like before this move.
And then the ride continues as we go into Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And this year, it's really asking us to center in and look at what that Christ energy means to us and redefine it. That each of us is that Christ within. Each of us is a Messiah. Each of us is a being of love and light. So let's redefine that energy to be that without sacrifice and without suffering and without guilt and without all of the trappings that go around that. And just be that light in the world that you ignited on winter solstice. And that brings us then to another one of these 88 days on the 26th. Use that again to use the symbols that we talked about earlier in the show. And then it brings us up to the 28th, which is a 99 day, huge day. So again, that's another kind of universal recycling day that allows you just to release anything that's come up during this period and transform it. And it's really encouraging you, like that card that we talked about, of the birds in the cage, that it's time to let those bars fade away and fly free.
So just a couple of things. You know, Christmas Eve is also the end of Hanukkah for this year. And remember that Christmas is the co-opting of the festival of light, the festival of the sun that the Romans did. And it was a wonderful time. And the Catholic Church co-opted that from S-U-N to S-O-N, bringing the birth of Christ. But this is really starting from the solstice, the time for all of us, regardless of faith, belief, or which holidays we want to agree with, or even Kwanzaa, which starts on the 26th and runs through the 1st of January. This is the time for us to focus on connection and light, bringing out our divine light into the world and using our divine light as a connector to other people and their divine lights. This is what this season needs to remind us of. Not the gifts, not the cards, not the trappings, not the trimmings. Remember the connections.
And that brings us to the final couple of days of December. On the 30th, we have the summary of June. That's another one of these 111 portals, a portal of new beginnings that's based on that unconditional love and hope and trust and faith. And it's asking us to choose freedom, to allow that change to flow through every area of our life, bringing a new and better and more expanded option of things that have never been possible on this planet before. And that's what we're seeing in this preview period, is all these opportunities for new, for never have been there before, to allow those to come in. And then we lead to the culmination on the 31st of the entire creative summary of the first 6 months of the year. And here we have the energy of the Master Lovers, of asking for unification, of bringing the highest level of love and balance to every part of your life. So unifying the divine feminine and the divine masculine. And it kind of tells you this is the prescription for the entire year is all about love. It's self-love, and it's love with our connections with all of those around us, our connection with our soul, most importantly. But it's going to be a year about the heart. This has been a year about the mind. 2015 is all about the heart.
So that's been a real fire hose of 2 hours to try to give you the foundation of where we're coming from, where we are, and where we're going to with the energy of 2014, the energy of November, as we close out this magical month, and heading into the energy of December, which serves two purposes. We have our daily meaning. We have our daily being in the present moment of December and the energies and influences we're getting at that moment, and also the preview of each week of the first 6 months of 2015, with that energy of saying it is now time for us to fly free, to go free, to not be held back, to be who we are. It's not, you know, I said earlier, I have to correct myself. I actually said earlier who we came here to be, but it's not who we came here to be. We're already here. We already are. We just have to bring it out.
There's a level of allowing and evolving and at the same time surrendering, because it takes so much more energy to be who we are not than to be who we truly are.
Now, that we were asked for a couple of references on the Ho'oponopono, and they are on the Facebook page for Good Vibrations Radio. If you're not already liking the Facebook page of Good Vibrations Radio, I have to ask you, why not? And go out there and like it. Like it, like us, and be a liker. And remember that as we go forward week by week, what Kira and I are working to do is bring you the information that allows you on a weekly basis to make incremental changes in your life. So even we shared a lot this evening, and you may not be able to say, I can do all this now, but you can do something.
And we also, when we share on the show or when we share in the monthly vibrational forecast, we're talking about the energy that is all around us, that we all have these opportunities to take advantage of. But if you would like to learn more about what's up for you personally for 2015, Salazar and I are available for doing private readings and consultations, both about the numerological influences as well as astrological influences that may impact you.
And I was going to say, I was thinking of something when you were saying that, and for the life of me, it has escaped me.
And I guess the other thing we should let people know, if you enjoyed the show tonight, you know, this is a taste of what we do every month on the vibrational forecast calls. And if you want to participate with us, please plan to put it on your calendar. It'll be the last week of December.
Well, actually, the last Wednesday of December is the 31st. So I don't know if we're going to plan to. We hadn't. Kira and I had not discussed whether we were going to do it on that day.
See the Good Vibration Radio website.
Last year, what we did was we did it on January 1st because mostly we figured that New Year's Eve was a difficult day. So
it was an alternative to football.
Yeah, but so anticipate that we may have January 1st, but you can find out about it by visiting the monthly call page of goodvibrationsradio.com. And, you know, you can also post the question on the Facebook page. But please do go out and like the page. Send us your thoughts. Send us your ideas. Give us your comments.
And certainly share with your friends if you enjoy the show, because we want to keep building the community.
Yeah, and there was something I really wanted to say, but just left me. Maybe it flew free because it was illusory bars holding it back. But I do think it's important that each week you feel that you get something from us that you may be able to, or that you are able to, apply in your life. And remember, the journey for all of us is about trying things on. It's like going to a department store and not knowing what your clothes size is. And as you go to the different racks of clothes, you try different things on because they're made in different places. And even though they may have the same sizes on them, they don't quite fit the same. And that's how it is with what we bring forward to you. And I want to remind everyone that you can find out more about Ho'oponopono by going to the Facebook page. I put a couple of links there, one for Mark Ryan, one for Joe Vitale. They are not the only, they're not the leading. They're just a couple that Kira and I have specifically dealt with and draw from. And you can also go to Belinda Farrell on the reconnection and Huna healing, because she is a trained Huna healer. She is a reconnective healer. And she does beautiful cord cutting as well as beautiful Ho'oponopono. And for those of you who listen to Radio Monterey, 1 p.m. on Wednesdays is Joyce Day Muse, who is also trained at the Berkeley Psychic Institute. And she also does Ho'oponopono and clearings and psychic clearings and grounding. So you have a lot of options. And it is never, as George Eliot said, it is never too late to be who you might have been. So this is your time. And I still love that. I'm going to repeat it again because it's staring me in the face. In order to love who you are, you cannot hate the experiences that shaped you. Because each and every one of us is so tender and so precious. And we deserve to be loved for the fact that we made it here through the journey. Every one of us survived the worst thing that ever happened to us in our lives.
Because we're here already,
That's right. So Kira generally likes to close out with something that's very special and tender. And there is a song called I Choose Love by Sean Galloway. And we'll close out tonight with this. We will be back next week with Eric Mizell. Want to remind you to go to goodvibrationsradio.com, sign up for our email list. I want to apologize to all the listeners. I have not been keeping the podcasts up. I will get them current this last week. Since taking over Radio Monterey, I have to admit, a lot of my time has been sucked into everything going on here, and I've had to learn to rebalance and regenerate my expectations from what they were. But I will get the podcasts up for the last month. I think the last one is toward the end of September that's out there. I will get them current, and I apologize for that. I don't mean that as an excuse, but every now and then, balance is about making choices, and sometimes we make them. So hopefully that didn't impact anything you were looking for. So tonight we will be back next week live with Eric Mizell. With any luck, we'll have Howard Strauss joining us in the second hour, and he can rile us all up about something that the AMA, the FDA, the USDA, or some big food or somebody is doing or not doing. But tonight, let's close out with a very blessed and very special tribute to what we need to do for ourselves. Love ourselves, embrace ourselves, cherish ourselves, respect ourselves, and know that we are the divine that we've been looking for in our lives. As U.S. Anderson said in his book, Three Little Words, and the subsequent movie that was made recently, you are God. I am God, each and every one of us. We are the divine. We are the light. Please turn your light on for the world. You don't have to worry about how bright it may seem to be. Just turn it on. Because as each of us come together, the light becomes brighter and brighter and brighter through the collective. In order to love who you are, you cannot hate the experiences that shaped you or the people who created the experiences. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And as you move forward this week, choose love.
From my I see us dawning as one world united. So what do you choose? Love or fear?
Diamonds.